You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zuccardi, and on today's episode, I am going to walk you through the social media infinity stones. Yes, if anybody here listening has watched any of the Marvel movies, then you know what I'm talking about when I talk about the infinity stones. So I recently went on a journey with my mom and my brother where we watched all of the MCU movies in order of the storyline. Well, pretty much in order of the storyline. And I've never seen any of the movies before, so this was my first time watching them. I had found someone talking about their ideal watching order on TikTok, and it was, you know, the way they thought it best flowed with the storyline, with the chronological order, with the end sequences, because they always have like little end scenes after the credits. So I did it. We're still watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which is like the new series that's out on Disney Plus, because that's not over yet. But otherwise, we have watched all 22, I think, movies, and WandaVision. And I am on a kick, clearly. If you watch 22 movies, you're clearly in the zone of the MCU universe or whatever that, you know, vibe that you're watching is. So it's on the brain. And I was writing an email last week and I came up with this idea to do the social media infinity stones. So I posted about it earlier this week. If you want to follow along with the visual post, you can open up Instagram at Katie Zuccardi and you'll see a post that says the social media infinity stones. So that'll give you the visuals to go along with what we're talking about today. I'll also put the link to the post in the show notes so you can just click right on it. If you haven't seen any of the Marvel movies and you have no clue what I'm talking about when it comes to Infinity Stones, it's okay. It doesn't matter. Basically, what we're talking about here is the 6 keys to social media you need to have as a musician. We're just using the Infinity Stones as a cool and fun way to sort of articulate this. So, let's get into it. The very first Infinity Stone is the Space Stone. So the stone meaning of this is basically to control your physical space or your reality. And for us, this is going to mean your social media profiles. So here's how you can use it on social media. First, make sure that your profiles are on brand and clearly share who you are and what you do. This includes your profile picture, your bio, your links, your highlights. Especially on visual platforms like Instagram, it's really important to make sure that your aesthetic is really clear, that your colors are on brand, and that we can tell what your brand is in the first place, and that it shines through. This will help more people get to know you better and be more attracted to your profile. So whether it is a visual profile like Instagram or really any other profile, essentially the key here is that you want people to land on your profile and within like 5 or 10 seconds be able to really clearly get an idea of who you are, what you do, and also what your vibe is based on, you know, like we said, those profile pictures, the cover photos, stuff like that. Because even though it seems simple, it does tell a really clear story. Make sure that your picture is face on, make sure it's bright, or make sure it's, you know, on brand. If your brand is black and white, make sure it's black and white, right? So you want to make sure that when people come to your profile, they're seeing the snapshot of you, which I know seems like a lot of pressure, but basically just do your best to try to articulate who you are and what your brand is in the space that you have on your profile. Obviously in your content too, but we'll get into that with the Mind Stone, which is the next stone. So this stone is the stone that allows users to control the minds of others. Obviously in our case, we're not going to be controlling minds, but it is going to mean quality content that influences or inspires, because with our content, we can make a big impact on people. So content is the king on social media, and it's the brain power behind social media success. You want to use this stone really meaningfully to create quality and meaningful content. And that content should either be educational, inspiring, or add value, or make your followers really think about something. Essentially, your words and your platform in general can positively affect others, you know, or negatively. So use your content wisely to do so. Remember that you have influence over people, no matter how big or small your following is. With every word that you put out there, you're influencing people. So you get to choose how you do that by creating quality content that hopefully is quality in a positive, meaningful, or value-adding way. And remember that humor or vulnerability and things like that can also be value-adding. So it's not always about teaching, which might be the more obvious, you know, place to go, but creating community or providing humor or something like that, that is all still quality content, that is all still providing value, and that's still going to influence, inspire, or even entertain your viewers or followers. The next stone is the reality stone. So this stone grants the users power to manipulate matter or reality. So how does this work on socials? Well, many view social media as the highlight reel, but the truth is that it's up to you to decide the reality of your platform. Connection and even vulnerability can go further than just illusions, and the key in this is to create balance. Balance of showing up in your authority, and yes, showing some of the highlights, while also just keeping it real, right? So you want to use this stone to find your balance and to stay in integrity as you show up on social media. You decide what the reality is. You know, the reality could just be your highlight reel, or the reality could just be you dump trucking your emotions onto socials. But most likely, in order to have a really successful social media, you want to find the balance. Like, you want to inspire people. You want to show up in your authority. But you also want to be human, and you don't want it to just be this, like, unrealistic precedent or lifestyle that you're presenting that people don't relate to or people don't think is good. Because, you know, sometimes when we're being unrealistic or we're showing just the highlight reel, it can turn people off because it just feels like, ugh, it's just too much, you know, or they're too fake, or they're editing their photos and it's too unrealistic, and that can turn people off. Obviously, you have to figure out what your brand is and what you're presenting and how you're showing up. Maybe you do lean more on the side of a little bit more clean and a little bit more inspiring and a little bit more highlight really, or maybe you're a little bit more vulnerable, but I really think that the key to thriving on social media is finding the balance between those two and being able to have great pictures and share the great moments while also, again, being real, showing your personality, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, and making sure that you're, you know, staying vulnerable or staying human, really. So keep in mind that you want to find your balance with this reality stone. All right, the next stone is the power stone. So the stone meaning is that it gives its owner access to all power and energy that exists. On social media, you want to use this stone to create authority on your platforms because we want to have that power, quote unquote, and we want to have energy, of course, and authority on social media is really just showing up in a way that positions you as someone who is an expert, who is a professional, and who is trustworthy and really, like, legit in what they are showing up to either teach, share, or do. So, right, if you're a coach, it's showing that you have the authority, you have the education, the knowledge, the coaching abilities to get results. If you're a musician, it's showing that you have the skills, you are doing it full time, you are, you know, really taking it seriously, you're a great songwriter, a great guitarist, or whatever it is, and really making that visible for people. You want to focus on growing your know, like, and trust factor so your audience sees you as the professional musician or coach that you are. So boundaries are also a really important part of this, of both upholding authority and really honoring that energy piece of the stone. So this relates both in terms of how you communicate with your audience. So ask if you need to set boundaries, you know, is your audience treating you like your besties, and are they maybe, or are they asking you for free stuff when it's not really appropriate, like free coaching or a free gig, or, you know, are they kind of overstepping the line in any type of way? As well as in your relationship with the platform. So, like, are you spending too much time on the platform? Are you wasting time scrolling? Are you, you know, not honoring your energy and feeling burnt out on the platform? So these are all things that we want to consider when it comes to the Power Stone and when it comes to being able to show up in our authority on social media. The Time Stone is the next stone, and this is, well, what it sounds like. It gives you complete control over time. Now, we could talk about how many times a day to post and when exactly to post, but the real key to the time stone is consistency. You can't predict how or when you will go viral, but you can stay consistent, and you can give you a better chance to make an impact. So determine a posting schedule that works for you to share your quality content like we talked about, and consistently engage with your audience. This is going to lead to that consistent, sustainable growth. So with the time stone, focus on consistency and don't focus so much about the when or the how, but really just about staying consistent in a way that works for you. And the last stone we have is the soul stone. So this stone technically means that you have the ability to manipulate life and death. And we can't really do that on social media. So instead, we're going to use this stone to help you infuse your soul into what you do. So we're going to twist the meaning a little bit, but I'm talking about how you show your personality, how you show who you are, and using personal connection points to help you bond more with your audience. So basically, don't just go and blindly follow trends or copy people or, you know, spend all of your time on Instagram looking at other people's content, trying to get inspiration. Instead, create some space and get clear on what you want to say, who you want to say it to, and how. And allow that to really come through in your content and in how you show up on social media. So, with a combination of all six of these stones, you will be set up for success on socials. Go ahead and let me know which ones you are feeling really good about and which ones you're working on a little bit by shooting me a DM on Instagram. I totally want to hear from you. Which stones do you feel like you have in the bag and which ones are you working on? Message me on Instagram at Katie Zaccardi and let me know. I cannot wait to hear from you. And otherwise, I'll talk to you all next week.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Hey you, do you have any plans this year? How's that going? Did you get 2020? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends, Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony also got 2020.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-D.com, SoundTalentMedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.